Class bells ringing can be a frightening sound for students in Louisiana if it means they will be facing a bully in the hallway after class. Bullying is defined as unwanted aggressive behavior among school-aged children that involves a real or perceived power imbalance. Statistics show that 1 out of 4 teens have been bullied, and as many as 1 out of 60 students stay home on a given day because of fear of being bullied. 85% of the time, there is no intervention. The victim may be targeted because of appearance, their nationality, or even their sexual orientation. However, the bully figures that he or she is just joking around without thinking about how the victim feels after being taunted. North Vermillion High School counselor Denise Nugent says a bully often makes light of their aggressive behavior and may not realize what words can do.
A common reaction from the kid who's been doing this is, well, I was just joking with him. You know, like, I don't think they take it as seriously as the other kid takes it. Maybe they're just not very sensitive. Maybe they're just not very smart. I really don't know. But it's like they don't see how hurtful what they say is.
Bullying can also take a psychological toll on anyone involved. Short-term effects of bullying include a feeling of isolation and the inability to make friends. They may skip classes or use drugs and alcohol to cope. Long-term effects include the development of depression and suicidal thoughts. The bullies themselves are more likely to drink or smoke than others, and long-term studies show that 60% of former bullies have been convicted of at least one criminal charge. Bystanders also may encourage bullying if they do not stop. Many people think bullies are who they are because of past trauma or to get a feeling of dominance. UL Lafayette psychology professor Amy Brown says that self-esteem also lends a hand to making a bully a bully.
Bullies generally have kind of personality characteristics that's related to kind of like a high but really unstable sense of self-esteem. So that it's like they kind of, you know, want to feel good about themselves, but they constantly need reinforcement for that. So any little kind of slight, you know, threatens to damage their self-esteem. So they try and kind of put on this front of being tough and picking on other people in order to build themselves up.
One major controversy involving bullying is the punishment of the victim because he attempted to defend himself. It could be that the defender got more attention out of a fight than the bully, or something different entirely. Surprisingly, Counselor Nugent urges the victims of school bullying to be firm and even stand up to their tormentor, but without anger or aggression.
The key is that if a kid is being bullied, he doesn't need to lash out with curse words or pushing or hitting or whatever, but he needs to stand up and he needs to say, without doing any of those things, okay, you cannot treat me like that way. That way, you need to leave me alone. This is the last time you can ever put your hands on me, or I never want to hear those words come out of your mouth.
During the 2012 Louisiana legislative session, Act 861 was enacted. It required that all school districts must adopt an official policy prohibiting bullying of students while on any school property. Officials who receive a complaint must report it to the principal verbally on the day of the incident and in writing within 2 days of it. Though there is no way to completely stop bullying, there are those out there trying to prevent it from becoming a bigger problem than it already is. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Laura Trahan.